那我们今天有一个很特别的客人。
We have a very special guest today.
是全世界归正的与世界的这个团契 World Reform Fellowship 的全世界的主席在我们中间。
The global chairman of the World Reform Fellowship.
他是一个神学家。
He is a theologian.
又是一个整个大会。这个 Reform Fellowship 的主席
and also the chairman of the Reform Fellowship
但他是一个很有爱心的人
but a person filled with love
我见过的人
the people that I've met
又谦卑又灵性很成熟又非常有爱心的一个长辈
and he would be considered one who has love with great spirituality
他是南非的牧师
he is a pastor from South Africa
名叫 Dr.Flip Bias,
Dr. Flip Bias,
你跟他谈话，看他笑一笑，你的心就受感动了。
When you speak to him and you watch him smile, you will be deeply moved.
他做什么工作呢
？The work that he does,
除了做学术的工作
，other than the academic,
他也很有爱心，常常照顾艾滋病的人。
He also take care of people suffering from HIV.
照顾他们，陪伴他们。这个劝勉他们
to be with them, to take care of them, and to persuade and share the gospel with them.
给我们有20分钟的分享。
We have invited him to share with us.
特别从南非州经过印度飞到这里来。
He flew here via India from South Africa.
现在我们大家鼓掌欢迎 Dr. Bai.
Dr. Bai.
Good evening.
每个人晚上好
Brothers and sisters in Christ,
主内的弟兄姐妹
It's a great honor for me to be with you
我今天晚上非常荣幸到来这里
And to bring you greetings
而从我们那里带来祝福
From Reformed Christians around the world
所有全世界的 Reformed 的基督徒
There are more than 70 denominations
在整个世界有至少70个宗派
Many local churches,
还有当地的教会
many theological seminaries,
非常多的神学院
mission organizations,
差派的这个差派会
that are members of World Reformed Fellowship,
都是我们团契的一部分
We want to take hands,
我们要一起联手
to serve one another,
来彼此的服侍
You know, there's one word in the New Testament that is used more than 60 times,
在新约里面有 一句话用过超过60次
to tell us what God wants from His children, from His church.
来告诉我们上帝对他的子民跟他的教会有所要求。
And if I ask you what is that word,
如果我问你那一句经文到底是哪一句
maybe many would say it's eternal life.
可能很多人说是永生这两个字
many would say it is love.
或者是爱这个字。
But you know what? It is the simple word, one another.
但是这个很简单的字句其实是彼此。
More than 65 times in the New Testament.
这两个字彼此在圣经新约引用超过65次。
Love one another.
你要彼此相爱。
Serve one another.
你要彼此服侍。
Carry one another's burdens.
你要担当彼此的重担。
Pray for one another.
你要为彼此祷告。
More than 65 times.
超过65次。
And that is what we want to do through World Reformed Fellowship.
所以通过我们的团契，这就是我们要达到的目标。
Encourage one another.
来彼此的鼓励。
Carry one another's burdens.
来担当彼此的重担。
I thought I want to bring you a short message tonight from the book of Colossians.
我要从哥罗西书带给你们短讲。
I'll read just chapter 1 verse 27.
从第一章第二十七节
To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery which is Christ in you the hope of glory
上帝要让他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀就是基督在你们心里成了荣耀的盼望
Christ in you the hope of glory
基督在你们心里成了荣耀的盼望。
It's one of the most amazing statements in the whole Bible.
这是整本圣里面非常奇妙的一句经文。
Paul says in this chapter he is opening a whole chest of treasures.
使徒保罗在这里告诉我们，他在打开一个整箱的宝藏给我们。
He says the riches of the glory of God.
就是上帝丰盛的荣耀。
Literally, it says in the Greek language, it is an overflowing wealth of glory.
在希腊原文里面，就是这个荣耀是那么的多，它外溢出来。
What is this overflowing wealth of glory?
那这个已经溢出来的荣耀到底是什么呢？
That God is not far.
就是上帝不是在很远的地方。
That He has come so close to you in Christ.
而上帝借着耶稣基督那么的亲近我们。
That through His Holy Spirit He is in you.
通过他的圣灵，他就住在你的身上。
That is one of the pillars of the whole theology of the Apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗神学论里面非常重要的一环。
Union with Christ.
就是以主合一。
Union with Christ.
以基督联合。
And that was also a key pillar of the Reformation.
这也是改革中非常重要的一环。
Especially of John Calvin, but also other reformers.
特别是加尔文跟其他的改革中领袖。
That we are one with Christ.
我们跟基督联合。
We are in Him.
我们在他里面。
And He is in us.
他也在我们里面。
Let me show you four things of that from this text.
以四点来说明。
Paul says here, point number one, it was hidden for many centuries.
第一点，使徒保罗说，这个奥秘在很多年代都被隐藏起来。
Secondly, he says, this is the inspiration for a Christian lifestyle.
第二，他说，这将激发我们基督徒的生命。
And he says, Christ in you is the real source of unity.
而基督在你们心里面是我们合一的重要的一个原因。
And lastly, it is the guarantee for life everlasting.
最后，它是我们永生的盼望跟保证。
What does he mean, hidden for centuries?
他为什么说这个奥秘已经隐藏非常久呢？
It means in the Old Testament,
就是在旧约里面，
people thought God is only with the people of Israel.
许多人认为上帝只是以色列人的上帝。
He's only there in the temple.
或者上帝是居住在圣殿里面的。
He's not everywhere.
他不是到处都有。
He's only in the temple.
而只是居住在圣殿里面。
But now,
但是现在，
Christ says He has reconciled us with God.
基督使我们跟上帝和好。
And God is now not only in the building.
所以上帝现在不单只是在建筑里面。
You are His building.
你就是上帝的殿。
You are a temple of the Holy Spirit.
你就是圣灵所居住的地方。
God is not far.
上帝不是在遥远的地方。
He's in you.
他就在你里面。
When you realize that,
当你认识到这一点的时候，
all fear is gone.
你就不再有惧怕。
You have strength.
你就有能力。
Also with a new way of life.
而且你的生命将要改变。
You know, if you walk down a street and you see an old, dilapidated house,
如果你在街上走路的时候，你看见一间房子是被遗弃的房子，
maybe the roof is leaking,
可能屋顶在漏水，
the walls has got cracks,
可能那个墙壁有裂缝，
the yard is filthy,
那整个花园都是野草丛生，
the place stinks,
所以这个地方太臭了。
And then one day you walk there and you see, hey,They are renovating this place.
你走过的时候发现他们在重修。
They put a new roof.
他们安装一个新的屋顶。
They clean the yard.
那整个花园被整理起来。
They put new windows.
他们把新的窗口装上去。
What do you realize?
你就会发现。
There are new owners.
就是有新的人要住进里面了。
That's what God do with His children.
上帝对他的子民也是一样。
When Christ comes into your life,
当基督进入你的生命的时候，
He makes everything new.
所有的都变成新的了。
He restores broken marriages.
你的婚姻破裂将被恢复。
He reconciles fighting bitter people to become loving brothers and sisters.
争吵的人会变成彼此相爱的弟兄姐妹。
Only Christ in you can do that.
只有基督在你里面才能够做到这一点。
He renews everything.
他把所有一切都变成新的了。
But then Christ in us is the real source of unity.
而基督在我们心里面是我们合一真正的原因。
What make us one?
我们为什么是合一的呢？
I speak English, you speak Mandarin.
我说的是中文，他说的是英文。
I'm a white African.
我是白种人，是南非人。
And you are Chinese and others.
你大多数都是华人跟其他种族的人。
But we are one.
但是我们都是一体的。
Because the same Christ in me is in you, in you, in you, in you, in you. Christ in us makes us one.
因为同样在我里的基督，在你们每一个人心里都是一样的基督。
And therefore,
所以
we care for one another.
我们就彼此相爱。
That makes us one.
我们就成为一体。
If we care for one another,
如果我们真的彼此相爱的话，
we are really following Jesus Christ.
我们就真的是他的跟随者。
Let me tell it, make this illustration.
另外一个比喻。
I heard of a man, a Chinese man, who wanted to buy a very, very, very special gift for his wife.
我听说有一个中国人想要买一个非常特别的礼物送给他太太。
So he bought a very expensive Chinese vase.
所以他买了一个非常昂贵的中国的瓷器。
And he put it there in a prominent place in his house.
在他家里面放在最显著的地方上面。
So that when people come there, they say, "That's nice."
然后因为人客来的时候就说，哇，这个太漂亮了。
And he feels very proud.
他就会很自豪。
Now one day, one of his friends came there.
那有一天他的朋友来了。
And he took the thing like that.
他去动了那个瓷器。
Threw it like this, he said, "What is this?"
扔来扔去，说这是什么东西。
And the man said, "That thing."
那个人说那个那块瓷器。
Has cost me $100,000.
是十万块钱啊。
So he was trying. He said, "Sorry."
对不起。
Very careful, put it down.
非常小心地放下来。
What did it cost God to make you His child?
上帝把你变成他的子民，到底付出了什么代价呢？
100,000?
十万块钱吗？
No, no, much more.
当然是远超十万块钱。
It cost Him the blood of His own Son.
那个价钱是他自己儿子的宝血。
And if we look at one another,
所以当我们看我们彼此的时候，
what did it cost God? What did it cost Christ to make Him my brother?
当上帝把他成为我的兄弟的时候，所付出的代价到底有多大呢？
We will be careful how we handle one another.
如果我们真切知道的话，我们就会很小心的彼此对待。
Because my brother and my sister is precious in God's eyes.
因为我的弟兄、我的姐妹在上帝的眼中是极为宝贵的。
Then we will not so quickly to use harsh words and rub one another's ears.
然后我们彼此讲话的时候就不会用那么粗的语言来彼此激怒。
But we will be more careful to wash one another's feet.
我们就会更加愿意来为彼此服侍，彼此洗对方的脚。
Because my brother and sister has been costed very, very expensive priced.
因为我的弟兄、我的姐妹是以重价买赎回来的。
Handle with care.
所以你要非常小心的处理。
Even when they are sick.
即使他们生病的时候。
Even when they are afflicted.
即使他们身患重病的时候，
In the area where I taught for many years,
在我教课的这个地区，
Among the Zulu people in a rural area,
在非洲朱鲁这个部落的地方，
There were many, many people dying of HIV/AIDS.
有许多人因着染上艾滋病所以将死亡。
There were many orphans.
也有许多的孤儿。
I was just a teacher teaching theology.
那个时候我只是普通教神学的老师罢了。
But I saw students in the class, they are so poor, they don't even have warm clothes in the winter.
但是我看见我的学生当中有一些连衣服都没有，冬季的时候就非常寒冷。
I took some of my clothes in my cupboard and I gave it to students.
所以我拿了我一些的衣服分给我的学生。
Now you see, I'm tall.
我是非常高大的。
Some of them are short.
这些学生都很小。
So my jacket was hanging on their knees.
所以他穿起来就到他膝盖那么长。
But at least it gave them some warmth.
但是至少会带来一些温暖。
Then we realized we must take our theology to the streets.
然后我就开始了解到我必须把神学带到街上去。
So out of this theological seminary,
所以这一个神学讲座神学大会以后
We established a community development organization.
我们就开始有社区发展的这个委员组成。
And we established at the churches of our students care centers for orphans.
而在我们同学生们的教会里面我们开始有孤儿这个管理的中心。
In the end we had five each one of them caring for 100 to 200 children.
到后来我们设立了五个孤儿托管中心每一个可以有几百个孤儿。
They come in the morning, they get food.
早上他们来的时候至少有
吃。They go to school.
他们可以上学。
They come back, they have a good lunch.
然后回家的时候还有好的午餐。
And then people we trained taught them how to use computer, helped them with schoolwork, do Bible studies with them.
我们也训练他们怎么用电脑，怎么做圣经的这个研究等等。
Then we realized there are some of those very, very sick people, they are dying. They lying in a little shack and they are dying.
然后我们发现有许多小木屋里面有许多垂死的病人。
There's nobody to care for them.
没有人管他们。
There's no hospital nearby.
也没有好的医院。
So we bought an old house.
所以我们买了一间旧屋。
We pleaded all around the world to help us.
我们到世界各地叫人来参与这个工作。
So we could get our own doctor and we could get our own nurses.
这样子一来我们可以有自己的医生自己的护士团队。
We started only with five patients, terminally ill patients.
开始的时候我们只有五位已经垂死的病人。
Eventually,
到后来
More than 500 people went through that place.
整个地方已经处理了超过500个病人。
And many of them became even better.
很多人其实会痊愈。
With this sickness, HIV/AIDS.
特别是这个艾滋病。
If you can find a patient quickly enough.
如果在早期的时候。
And he gets antiretroviral medicine regularly.
你给他免疫的这一个药物的话。
He can live a normal life.
他可以过比较正常的生活。
Christ in you.
基督在你里面。
Handle with care.
所以你要非常小心地处理这个生命。
Jesus said that is the sign that we are following him.
主耶稣说这一个将表示你是在跟随他的。
By this the world will know that you are my disciples.
通过这样的举动整个世界就知道你是我的跟随者。
Love one another.
什么举动呢就是要彼此
相爱。But then the last point in this verse.
但是这一个经节最后一点。
He says it is Christ in you is the hope of eternal life.
就是基督在你心里面是永远的盼望。
That means if I know Christ is in me.
就是说如果我确实知道基督在我心里面。
I'm no longer afraid to die.
我不再对死亡有恐惧。
The one in me
因为在我里面的
is the one who has conquered death.
已经得胜死亡。
He was resurrected from his grave.
他从死里复活。
And he is carrying me through to him when I die.
所以当我死的时候他将把我带去。
And on the other side of death,
但是在死亡的另外一边
I will look into the face of someone that loved me so much.
我将会看见一个面孔这一个人那么的爱我。
That he gave his life for me.
甚至愿意舍他的生命给了我。
Christ in you.
所以基督在你里面。
The hope of eternal life.
是我们永远永生的盼望。
Now one last word.
最后一句。
Christ is not automatically in everybody.
基督不是自动性的跑进每个人的身上。
You need to invite him.
你需要邀请他进来。
We read that well-known verse.
在圣经里面
Revelation 3:20
启示录第三章第二十节
Where it says Look I stand at the door and I knock
看啊我在门外敲门
And those who open for me I will come in and live with him
开门的我将进去与他同在
How does Christ knock
基督怎么去敲门呢
On your life
在你生命里面怎么敲你的门
He knock with his voice
他以他的声音来敲门
Where I worked, I could understand that very well.
当我工作的时候，我非常理解这一句话的意思。
The Zulu culture.
在 Zulu 这一个部落里面。
You never go to a man's front door and you knock on the door.
他们的习俗是你不会到 人的家门前去敲门。
No. You go in front of his house, you stand in the street.
你其实要得到他房子的面前站在街上。
And then you say, Coco, Coco.
然后你说 Coco, Coco.
Then they hear your voice.
他听见你的声音。
They open the door.
才会开门。
They smile and they say, come in and have fellowship with us.
他会说微笑，他说你进来我家做我的人客吧。
Every time when the gospel is preached.
每一次福音被传的时候。
God is standing before you and me.
上帝就是站在你的面前。
And God says through His Word.
上帝以他的话语跟我们说话。
Coco, Coco,
Coco, Coco.
And then we need to say, as we sang earlier this night, Precious Lord.
我们要好像刚才所唱的，亲爱的主。
Please have fellowship with me.
你来跟我团契吧。
Jesus said.That he said in John 14, when the Holy Spirit comes.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十四章说，当圣灵来的时候。
The Holy Spirit will teach you that you are in me and I am in you.
圣灵将告诉你说，基督在你里面，你也在基督里面。
That makes us one.
所以我们是一体的。
May God help you to experience Christ.In you,
愿上帝使你经历基督在你里面。
The hope of eternal life,
它是我们永远的盼望。
Can we pray together?
那我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful, wonderful message.
主，我们为着这个信息来感谢你。
That you are not far from us,
因为你不是在遥远的地方。
That you, Lord Jesus, came to us.
主耶稣亲自来到我们面前。
And through your Holy Spirit, you live in your children.
通过你的圣灵，你住在你的子民心里面。
We pray that everyone here must experience that.
我们祈祷我们所有的人都会有这样的经历。
And that you change our whole life.
你要改变我们的一生。
That we can say, Christ in me.
然后我们就可以宣称基督确实在我里面。
Christ in all of us.
基督在我们所有属他的人里面。
That's the hope of eternal life.
这就是我们永远的盼望。
Be with your children here.
主耶稣以我们你的子民同在。在马来西亚的子民。
In China.
在中国的子民。
In Singapore.
在新加坡的子民。
And all these Chinese speaking countries.
所有讲华语的地区。
Let your name be glorified.
让你的名得到荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Another
speaker I have
是海德堡大学的音乐博士，又是神学博士。
As a PhD in music and theology from University of Heidelberg.
一个大学。
One university,
世界最著名的大学之一。
One of the elite universities in the world.
一个人在两年里面拿了两个博士。
Within 2 years, he got 2 PhDs.
他拿了音乐博士回来以后。
After he returned with a PhD in music.
我说我请你再回去。
I said you got to go back.
为什么叫我再回去呢？
He asked why.
你可以再拿神学博士。
I said you should get a theology PhD.
为什么这么快就回来？
Why you return so quickly?
他说唐牧师啊，读书很辛苦。
Said Dr. Tong is so difficult to study.
我说很辛苦，有的还要嫁给他。
But to him who has more will be added.
再辛苦吧。
You just go suffer more.
他就再回去了。
So he went back.
两年以后。
2 years later.
他真的再拿个神学博士回来。
Indeed, he returned with a PhD in theology.
我把这个事情告诉林旺街的老师。
I told the teacher of Dr. Yaya Ling,
很伟大的指挥学最大的教授
，one of the greatest professor in conducting,
Dr. Otto Werner Müller,
Dr. Otto Werner Müller.
但是我教会有个副牧师在海德堡拿两个博士。
I say I have an associate pastor with 2 PhDs from Heidelberg.
It is very, very difficult thing.
这非常困难的事情。
To get two doctors from Heidelberg University.
是从这个大学拿到两个博士学位。
So、your friend must be a genius.
所以你这个朋友一定是一个天才。
今天我请他到这里来给我们讲道。
I've invited him to share with us.
当他拿博士的时候。
When he got his PhD.
他的音乐博士是什么呢？
The music PhD.
诗篇51篇跟巴哈的圣乐的关系。
It's about the relationship with Psalm 51 and the music of Johann Sebastian Bach.
这样小的题目可以写博士。
Such a theme you can write a thesis.
那么他的神学博士是什么呢？
The theological theme.
在加尔文基督教要义里面，上帝的荣耀。
The glory of God in the teachings of John Calvin.
当他把这个题目 proposal 献上去的时候。
When he proposed the thesis.
他老师说这五百年来第一个写这个题目的就是你。
The professor said for 500 years you are the first to write such a
theme. 很多人研究加尔文的基督教要义。
Many people study the institutes of Christian religion.
没有人研究这个要义里面上帝的荣耀这个专题。
But no one would study the glory of God in the institutes.
所以他的博士论文写好了以后。
So after he finished his PhD thesis.
照样 Peter Lang 给他印。
Peter Lang approved
it. 所有欧洲的大学都要一份放在图书馆。
And all the European university would request for a copy.
所有德国的大学、所有英国的大学、美国的大学都拿一份放在他们的图书馆。
German, British, and American university also.
那他因为在欧洲三个音乐学院毕业。
He graduated from three music conservatory in Europe.
他可以用英文讲。
So he can speak in English.
他可以用荷兰文讲。
He can speak in Dutch.
可以用的文讲
in German,
也可以用印尼文讲
and Bahasa,
就是不能用中文讲
but not Chinese.
这就是我们印尼的华侨最亏欠的地方。
This is where we are lacking in Indonesia.
今天呢，他要用英文讲
he will be sharing in English.
可能有一点点印尼腔
maybe a little bit of Indonesian accent.
我问我们杨长老，他说我完全听明白，而且他要先教给我，因为常常他用的英文。很多词句我不明白，我要先看一下。现在他们两个已经讲好了，请 Billy 上台。
Dr. Billy Cristanto。
Boleh saya tahu di gembol ada berapa piano? Kira-kira. 他住一个小城镇，叫做 gembol， 那个城镇大概20万人口。整个城市只有五架钢琴。
He stayed in a very small city that have 200,000 people with only 5 piano in the whole city.
我们爸爸买 piano。
在termasuk telat pada umur 9 baru。
九岁，他说太迟了，九岁才弹琴。
He started playing the piano only at 9.
他们那边没有老师。
There were no teachers.
所以有时候他要人家用车把他开到70公里外面去修琴。
He had to travel 70 kilometers just to learn the piano.
跑到马浪去
to 马浪
到苏拉巴亚去
and Surabaya.
所以结果变成那个城市最好的钢琴家
and now he has become the best pianist in the city
也变成印尼最好的钢琴家之一
and one of the best in Indonesia
现在他跟我还有我两个女儿四个人成为我们交响乐的指挥
and together with me and my two daughters we are four conductors of our orchestra
我指挥了有56场
I've conducted 56 sessions
指挥了大概有30 concerts二十多个场
，20 over，
每一场都没有拿钱的
，and doesn't get paid。
感谢上帝，现在鼓掌欢迎他给我们。
I want to read with you again Jude verse 3。
我们再一次看犹大书第三节
，upon which the theme of our conference is based，
就是我们大会的主题。
Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
亲爱的，我一直迫切地想要写信给你们，论到我们同享的救恩，但我觉得有必要现在就写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付给圣徒的真道借力奋斗。
We read in this verse that contending for the faith cannot be separated from the role of tradition.
我们已经讲了，为真理借力奋斗，不能够跟传统分开。
The Latin Vulgate translation, Latin version, uses the term semel tradite sanctis fidei.
这个是拉丁的这句经文的翻译。
So there is the term tradite.
在里面有这个传统的这个字。
Now speaking about the tradition, we know that there is a difference between Reform and Catholic understanding.
提到传统的时候，我们知道罗马天主教跟我们的概念是不同的。
We can do a simple theological mapping by placing Roman Catholic, perhaps also along with Eastern Orthodoxy on the right.
如果我们把罗马天主教跟根正东根正教会放在右边的话
，on the right, namely those who emphasize perhaps overemphasize the role of tradition.
可能他们对传统已经过分的注重。
While on the left side we have the liberals,
然后在左边我们放新派的这些神学家。
The liberals who used to downplay the role of tradition.
新派觉得传统根本是不重要的。
Now we can say that Reform theology teaches a paradoxical attitude towards tradition.
但是在归正神学里面，我们对传统有反合性的态度。
Contending for the true faith means both being deferential or respectful and critical towards tradition.
谢利要为正道辩论的情况底下，我们对传统有 正确的这一种的尊敬，但是同时也不会过分的来注重它。
Deferential towards the biblical tradition, yet at the same time critical towards human-made tradition.
所以我们同时会尊敬传统，但是同时也会有批判性的这种看法。
We believe that those who don't have healthy critic towards one theological tradition will become either like Roman Catholic or Eastern Orthodox.
如果你对传统的这个概念是不健康的话，你会成为罗马天主教徒或者是根正教的信徒。
On the other hand, those who have little or even no respect of tradition will become like liberals.
但是如果你对传统完全弃而不用的话，你就会可能成为新派的基督徒。
Respecting the biblical tradition is of utmost importance because through it we can observe the continuity of God's works in the past, in the present, and even the hope for the coming future.
我们尊敬圣经的传统是非常重要的一件事情，因为它将让我们以圣经的过去、现在跟未来都有正确的看法。
My colleague Reverend Ivan Cristione already mentioned about the relation between tradition and knowing one's identity.
先前以凡牧师已经跟我们说，了解传统跟我们自我的发现是有直接的联系的。
From the perspective of Reformed biblical theology, we can also relate the healthy role of tradition to God's redemptive or salvation history.
从圣经看见传统的这个正确的认识，我们可以也认识上帝在救赎跟历史上面的角色。
We should understand what kind of faith that was once for all delivered tradite to the saints.
我们就可以认识为什么圣经说一次交付给圣徒的真道到底是什么一回事。
By knowing the tradition, we have confidence that God, who have worked in the past, is still working today and will continue His works until their final completion.
如果我们对传统有正确的态度的话，我们就知道过去工作的上帝也会必然在未来永远同样的方式工作。
Now some people are skeptical about tradition because they think that tradition is somehow anti-progression, anti-everything new and contemporary, and in some respect, they are right, of course.
有些人对传统有负面的看法，因为认为传统对新意、对新的东西、新的理解全部都是不好的。当然，在某方面来说，他们。
Once I had a discussion with one of my friends who becomes sadly Eastern Orthodox now, leaving his previous Reform conviction.
我有一个朋友本来是归正神学的基督徒，但是后来变成东正教的信徒。
He tirelessly persuades me to embrace Eastern Orthodox theology because it's the most historical faith, he said.
他企图叫我改教成为东正教的基督徒，因为他说这是传统上最忠于历史的教会。
Then I replied to him, well, historicity is not everything in theology.
我说在神学里面跟历史挂钩不是完全一切的要求。
A sound theological tradition should also be rich in biblical exegesis, for instance.
一个好的神学的传统当然也是基于圣经的传统。
Should be relevant in contemporary and practical issues.
所以在实际的用法上面，神学一定也有它的作用。
Should be depth in its evangelical and cultural mandate, etc., etc.
包括文化使命跟其他生活的每一个细节。
When I said cultural mandate, I mentioned Greece, you know, Greece with its economical failure.
当我提到文化使命的时候，我举出的例子就是希腊，希腊现在经济濒临破产。
I reminded him that the country consists of circa roughly 97% of citizens who identify themselves as Eastern Orthodox.
我告诉他说这个国家超过 97% 的国民是东正教的教徒。
What happens to the role of Orthodox theology in this country?
如果他的东正教的传统是那么的好的话，为什么国家会面临破产？
It only shows that this theological tradition is poor in its cultural mandate.
所以告诉我们，这一个传统，这一种传统本身文化是没有使命感的。
No influence in the economic sphere.
它在经济的领域里面完全没有影响力。
Now, of course, this is not to say that rich countries certainly has better theology.
当然不是说富有的国家的神学论就是最好的。
But indeed, we can expect that a good theology should influence the society.
但是我们所期望所的是好的神学必然能够影响正面的影响我们的社会。
Going back to the issue of newness,
但我们都喜欢新奇的东西。
Is the love of tradition, or simply said, being conservative, not compatible with progressivity or contemporary relevance?
如果我们喜爱传统化，是不是说这样子就是没有新意、没有进展了呢？
I think it depends on how we define newness.
我觉得这跟我们以新奇或者新意的这一种解释很有关系。
Nowadays people easily get bored.
现在的人很容易就变得很枯燥。
They always look for something new because without exposure of new things, they will suffer under the spell of boredom.
我们常常要新的事物、新的刺激，不然的话我们就觉得很闷。
The great French thinkers developed the philosophy of boredom in French called ennui.
法国的哲学家对苦闷这件事情有他自己独特的这个哲学。
Isn't it ironic that the problem of boredom was most discussed in France?
在法国他们讨论苦闷的这件事情。
You know, France, a land that has the best culinary, we Chinese might not agree with this.
但是很奇怪的就是法国本身不是苦闷的地方，他们有最好的食物，当然我们中国人认为我们煮得更好。
The best palace, which is not a forbidden city.
他们有很好的这个宫廷，比紫禁城更好。
The best museums.
他们有最好的这个博物院。
One of the oldest education system.
还有非常古老的教育系统。
Even the best fashion and perfume.
而且他们在时装、香水这些都是最好的。
Yet they get bored.
但是他们会觉得很苦闷。
It reminds us to the life of the preacher in the book of Ecclesiastes.
所以这就提醒我们传道书里面所说的。
He wrote, I quote,
传道书说，
There is nothing new under the sun.
热光之下没有新的事物。
That's why he became so pessimistic about life.
所以这个传道书的作者是那么的消极。
But again, what is newness? Is there newness in human cyclical life?
但是我们一直期望新的东西，人的生命到底是不是有真有新的东西？
Then we read the answer in the middle of the book of Lamentations.
但是在耶利米哀歌里面，我们看见一个答案。
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
就是上帝的慈爱永不断绝。
His mercies never come to an end.
因为他的怜悯永不断绝。
They are new every morning.
他每一天早晨都是新的。
Great is your faithfulness.
你的信实极其广大。
It is the steadfast love of the Lord and His mercy which are new.
所以上帝的慈爱是永远新的。
It is not a new technology, a new gadget.
它不是一个新的科技或者新的工具。
A new car.
或者新的汽车。
Perhaps even a new church.
或者新的教堂。
Or a new face freshly modified from Korea.
或者到韩国整的新的脸孔。
Let alone a new wife or a new husband.
或者新的太太、新的丈夫这一类。
No, we tend to look for newness outside ourselves, whereas the Lord gives newness in our inmost being.
问题是我们往往在外面找新奇的东西，而上帝给我们的这个心是在我们的心里面的。
Dr. Philip Bice just shared about Christ in us.
刚才 Dr. Bice 告诉我们，基督在我们心里。
Now, newness means freshness given through the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个新意是透过圣灵的能力给我们的。
Newness is when we keep growing in the Lord, having new perspectives not only on Paul, but hopefully fresh perspective on every single book, every verse in the Bible.
新意应该是在我们灵命增长的时候，每一天新是一天。
Because we keep growing in our love to God.
因为我们对上帝的爱一直在增长。
The term content is an athletic metaphor.
在圣经里面说建立的时候，这个是跟运动有关系的词句。
Of course, there is also a military dimension in the term also.
这个字本身也有武装的这个味道在里面。
You know the great thing about sport.
在运动最好的事情
is that it can help you avoid boredom because.
运动会使你感到有新意。
Because sport never fails to give you new challenges, and along with them, the possibility to overcome the new challenges.
当然，因为运动本身有许多的这个挑战，你常常能够胜过这些挑战。
Now, I personally don't really enjoy jogging on a treadmill.
我本身不喜欢在跑步机上面跑步。
Not only because it is so artificial, you literally don't really move, you know. I mean, yeah, it's a thing that moves you.
跑步机在跑步是非常人工式的，你根本没有到任何地方。
But especially because you always look at the same landscape, except of course the different TV channels before you.
而且问题是你在跑步机上面跑步的时候，那个前面的景象根本不改变。
There is no change of perspective.
它整个看法整个景象全部都是模样的。
No paradigm shift.
这个地方没有转移。
And no freshness.
也没有什么新意。
When you truly run, you enjoy change of perspective.
但是你在街边跑步的时候整个景色就会改变。
A different landscape.
你整个风景会改变。
Different context.
整个背景会改变。
In short, it gives you contemporary relevance.
它给你非常实用的这一个感受。
A good theology should be both traditional and contextually relevant.
所以好的神学不管在它的历史背景或者是实用方面都必须是好的。
Now, what was the heretical teaching faced by Jude when he wrote the letter?
当犹大写这一封信的时候有异端的存在。
Most scholars agree that there were false teachers who, I quote, perverted the grace of our God into sensuality.
许多圣经学者认为这些异端是这一些把上帝的道变成 上帝的恩典变成放纵情欲机会的人。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Apparently there were some people who boasted in the grace of God but continued to live sinfully without true repentance.
在那个时候有许多人因着上帝的恩典过放荡的生活。
They like to talk about God's love.
他们常常常讲上帝的诫命。
That in God there is no more condemnation.
在上帝已经我们受到已经有宽恕了。
That God has liberated us from punishment.
而上帝把我们从捆绑那边释放出来。
While at the same time they continued a sinful way of life.
但是同时他们也过放荡的生活。
Those are the false Christians who preferred God's grace into sensuality.
这些假的基督徒把上帝的恩典变为放纵情欲的机会。
Now until today, you can still find this kind of Christianity, quote unquote.
今天我们还是看到许多这样的基督徒。
You find it not only in the sermons, but also in their worship music even.
你可以从他们的讲道跟他们崇拜的方式发现这件事情。
I don't want to generalize here, but a lot of Christian contemporary music, if you look at the text,
当然不能够完全一根竹竿打翻全船的人，但是当你看他们的音乐的时候
，has a very shallow, if not even dangerous, understanding of the gospel.
你发现他们对福音的理解是非常肤浅，甚至危险的。
They mention and talk about grace, but no rebuke of sin.
他们常常提到恩典，但是没有责备罪恶。
A lot of God's love with no judgment.
常常提到上帝的爱，没有提到上帝的审判。
A great deal of happiness, but absolute silence of holiness.
常常提到喜乐，但是没有提到圣洁。
They tell you about Christian joy, yet fail to address suffering.
他们告诉你基督徒的喜乐，但是没有告诉我们基督徒所受的苦难。
No place for holy grief and lamentation.
也没有提到我们要如何为罪而忏悔。
They seem like encourage you with a whole bunch of successful stories, while in fact they discourage people by their unrealistic dealing with human failure.
常常以成功作为例子，但是很多人实际生活里面没有遇到这样的事情，就会很失望。
Once I heard a testimony from a theological lecturer in Singapore.
我有一次听到新加坡一个神学院的讲座。
In his early childhood, already decided to leave a charismatic church.
他在年轻的时候就开始决定说离开灵恩派的教会。
Each time he came to the pastor with his burden, the pastor always replied,
他常常跑去找牧师，问牧师有关于他的难处。
Just need to pray harder.
牧师说，你只要恳切的祷告。
Have a greater faith.
有更有信心的话。
Believe in God.
你相信上帝。
Nothing is impossible.
说每样事情都是可能的。
Don't be sad, be happy in Jesus.
你不要忧伤，你在耶稣基督里要快乐，高兴。
Finally, he left the church.
所以到后来，这个人很失望，就离开教会了。
He said,This church fails to address human suffering.
因为这个教会对我的苦难没有帮助。
Such churches are only meant for highly successful people.
换句话说，教会只是为成功人士所设。
For great achievers.
这些在生命里大有成就的人。
But not for the simple, the poor and the needy.
不是为着简单的人或者生活有需。
When the early church suffered because of her faithful contend for the truth.
早期教会为着真道为主受苦的时候。
They considered, they saw it as a way of spiritual mystic union with Christ.
他们把他们的苦难当成与基督合一的奥秘。
Now many modern churches see the favor of Christ in their material financial success.
但是今天我们以物质上的成功作为上帝的福分祝福。
Max Weber, I believe, was certainly wrong, at least theoretically, when he related capitalism to Calvinism.
Max Weber 把资本主义跟基督教跟归正挂在一起。
Because true Calvinists never see financial success as a true mark of an elect, never.
但是我觉得他是错的，因为加尔文从来没有把物质上的成功跟神学或者灵命的成功挂在一起。
On the contrary, the true mark of an elect is the courageous suffering for Christ's sake.
刚好相反，一个真正蒙恩得救的人是愿意为主受苦的人。
One might ask, is Christianity then a religion of unhappiness?
所以这样子说来的话，基督教是不是我们整天都要愁眉苦脸呢？
Absolutely not.
当然不是。
On the contrary, Christianity teaches us the true happiness.
刚好相反，基督教告诉我们喜乐到底真正是什么一回事。
On the second day, Reverend Caleb Sue already shared about the influence of consumerism even in church life.
第二天，苏立中牧师已经跟我们分享消费主义跟基督教的关系。
In fact, consumerism always promises a certain kind of happiness.
消费主义常常来答应我们有许多的这一种的快乐。
You know, many people shop not because they really need the things.
例如说，你去购物，很多时候并不是因为你需要买什么东西。
Because they enjoy the shopping itself.
而是因为你喜欢购物。
Shopping for the sake of shopping.
你因着购物去购物。
So one confuses it between the goal and the means. Which one is the means and which one's the goal?
所以过程跟这一个目标两个都混在一起。
There is no differentiation between means and goal here.
在这里我们分不开这个过程是什么，我们所要达到的目标是什么。
Hence there is no achievement either because there is no goal that can be achieved.
所以你也没有什么成就感，因为你根本都没有一个目标。
True happiness is not without suffering because only in suffering do we realize our needs of comfort and consolation.
真正的喜乐是通过苦难而能够达到的。
Blessed are those who mourn for they shall be comforted.
圣经说哀哭的人有福了，因为他们必得到安慰。
The difference between shallow happiness and true happiness lies in the experience of being comforted.
肤浅的喜乐跟真正的喜乐的分别是有安慰的这个经历。
I come to the last point.
最后一点。
True happiness cannot be separated from the truth.
真正的喜乐不能够跟从真理那边隔绝。
Jesus said, the truth will set you free.
主耶稣说真理必叫你得到自由。
Contending for truth means contending for true freedom.
所以谢烈为真道来辩争辩的就是为自由来争辩。
And only the true freedom gives true happiness.
而真正的自由必然带来真正的喜乐。
In this regard, the Swiss reformer who died Zwingli famously said,
所以这个瑞士的神学家 Zwingli 说，
The truth wears a happy face.
这个真理是一个微笑的脸孔。
I'm certain he was inspired by the words of Jesus.
我非常相信他是以基督的话语做出这样的结论。
Those who are in bondage or in prison cannot be happy.
如果你被囚禁在监牢里面，你不可能会高兴。
Without the knowledge of truth, no one can live happily because happiness always presupposes freedom.
所以你不认识真理的话，你就不可能有真正的喜乐，因为喜乐是在建立在自由的基础上面。
Those who do not come to the truth actually live in bondage of sin.
如果你不来到真理的面前，你是被罪捆绑的。
Now many unbelievers think that Christian faith hinders human freedom.
许多非基督徒认为基督教是一个非常麻烦的一个阻止我有自由的一个宗教。
The truth is, however, it is sin that hinders freedom.
但是真相是罪来阻止我们有真自由。
We are created not for ourselves.
我们被神创造不是为了我们自己而被创造。
People who live for themselves are not free but imprisoned.
所以如果你为自己而活，你不是自由的，你是处在被囚禁的这个地位上面。
Jesus, on the contrary, invites us to enjoy the freedom to believe.
主耶稣邀请我们来享受相信他的自由。
The freedom to trust, the freedom to love.
这个信靠他的自由，爱他的自由。
The freedom to contend for the true faith.
来谢立为真道争辩的自由。
The truth is inseparable from happiness.
所以喜乐跟真理是不能够隔绝的。
For Jonathan Edwards, the Logos, the second person of the Trinity, is the source of all truth.
Jonathan Edwards 认为第二个位格就是上帝的道是所有真理的出口。
And this truth is never a dry one.
而他的真理不是一个枯燥的真理。
Because the second person is never without the third person, the Holy Spirit, by whom Christ was anointed.
因为上帝第二个位格永远不会以第三个位格来隔绝圣灵高莫的他。
And Christ was anointed not with physical oil, but with the spiritual oil of gladness.
而主耶稣被膏不是以油来被膏，而是以喜乐被膏。
I believe that is also why Reverend Stephen Tong calls this movement Reform Evangelical.
所以唐崇荣牧师把这个运动定名为归正福音运动。
Because we need the holy evangelical passion by the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们需要圣灵给我们带来爱福音的这个动力。
To contend for the truth.
来建立为真道真辩。
Revealed in the life of Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣身上所看到的这个真理。
To God be glory forever.
愿荣耀归于上帝，永永远远。
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
请杨长老带领我们祷告。
我们一起祷告。天父恩主，让我们谦卑，让我们可受教，让我们知道这几天不是偶然的一件事情，乃是你的圣灵带领我们每一个人来到这里，叫我们如同小孩一般的来到你面前。因为主耶稣基督说，若我们不回转像小孩一般，我们断不能进入天国。帮助我们，好叫我们所听的每一句话都深深进入我们的心里，让我们的心好像好土一般，让你的话语在我们心里面往下扎根，往上结果，好叫众人看见我们的一生，就把荣耀归给在天上的父。奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求祷告，阿门。
阿门。圣经说，人活着不单单靠食物。
The Bible says, man does not live by bread alone.
是靠上帝口里所出去的话。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
上帝的道跟我们的生命发生关系的时候。
When the word of God has a relationship with our life.
我们活着才真正有内容，生命才真正有意义。
Then our life has true content and meaning.
但我们所信的道是世人所不能接受的。
But the word we believe in is rejected by the world.
我们也坚守我们的道。
We hold fast to our word.
世界有旧根成为我们的仇敌。
And the world will become even more our enemy.
世界恨我们。
The world hates us.
证明我们不属于这个世界。
Proving that we do not belong to it.
世界只能爱属于他的人。
For the world only loves that which belongs to it.
我们要向世界传这个道。
But when we preach this word to the world,
困难就更重了。
There will be great challenges.
我们自己要信这个道。
We ourselves must first believe.
坚守这个道。
And hold fast to it.
要爱这个道。
Love the word.
要传讲这个道。
And preach the word.
但世人说，我什么时候需要你所传的道呢？
But the world say, I don't need your word.
你所讲的根本跟我的生活是没有关系。
What you preach is so different from my lifestyle.
我所需要的跟你所发现是完全不一样的事情。
What I need and what you discover are completely different things.
这就是我第一次到菲律宾去的时候。
The first time I went to the Philippines.
我有一个年老的亲戚对我说，
I have an elderly relative who said to me,
你可以不必来了。
So you don't have to come.
我说为什么我可以不必来呢？
I asked why not.
因为你讲的根本跟世界上的人生活完全脱节。
He said, well, what you preach is so different from the rest of the world.
你根本不明白人所需要的是什么。
You do not understand what people want.
你讲的是吊在半空中的理想。
You have been preaching a pie in the sky.
跟我们的生活完全没有关系。
Nothing to do with my everyday life.
我说主要我来，我再来。
I say if the Lord asks me to come, I will come.
我不听他的话。
I did not hear, listen to him.
再不听他的话。
I disobeyed him.
我再来菲律宾。
I went to the Philippines.
飞了几次去以后呢？
After a few times.
结果他信主了。
He believed.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他发现他需要上帝的话。
For he discovered he needed the word of God.
我们今天为真道争辩。
For us to battle for the truth.
有什么好争，有什么好辩呢？
What's there to debate about?
这是永远的真理。
For this is the eternal truth.
这是时代的信息。
This is the message for the generation.
刚才 Dr. Bai 说，这是万古以前蕴藏的奥秘。
Dr. Bai said, this is a mystery from ancient days.
这是历世历代不改变的真理。
The truth that lasted generations.
这是以我们同一个时代的人最需要的话语。
The most urgently needed word of our generation.
那么困难发生在哪里呢？
But what are the challenges?
他们所需要的，他们没有感到他们需要。
It is found in the fact that people don't think they need it.
这就是今天人类社会的问题。
This is the problem with the society today.
印度有一个哲学家。
In India, there's a philosopher.
也是一个总统。
Also a president.
世界上又做哲学家又做君王的人 没有几个人。
Very few people are both ruler and philosopher.
苏格拉底有智慧，没有权柄。
Socrates have wisdom, no power.
很多君王有权柄，没有智慧。
Many kings have power, no wisdom.
所以柏拉图说，当权柄跟智慧没有连在一起的时候，世界一定许多的动乱。
Plato says, when wisdom does not go alongside power, there will be chaos.
那么人家问他怎么解决这两个很难结合在一起的这个困难呢？
And people ask Plato for a solution.
柏拉图说最好的办法是做哲学家的人可以做皇帝。
He said,
做皇帝的人又是哲学家。
The best solution is to find yourself a philosopher king.
可惜很多皇帝都是笨得不得了的。
But many kings are foolish people.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他的爸爸娶女孩子的，娶漂亮的，娶到笨的。
Because the father only look for pretty girls, not smart girls.
所以你们男孩子听我这句话。
So all the men should listen to me.
专为美丽的女子结婚，你就注定生笨孩子出来。
If you only look for beauty in a woman, your children will be stupid.
很多很漂亮的女孩子都不爱读书的。
Many pretty girls don't like to study.
我的大女儿很漂亮。
My eldest daughter very pretty.
我从小对她说。
And I said to her since she was young.
我命令你照镜子不能超过一分钟。
I command you not to look at the mirror for more than a minute.
很多女孩子一天到晚看镜子，看镜子。从来没有看书，哪里会有学问呢？
So because many girls look at the mirror, they never look at books.
那么有一次呢，她梳头发看见看了超过一分钟了。
Once she was in front of the mirror for more than a minute.
我说你过来。
I said come here.
你刚才看很久是吗？
You stare at the mirror for a long time.
我忘记爸爸的话。
She said I'm sorry, I forgot your words.
我现在原谅你啊。
So I forgive you this time.
如果第二次、第三次。我就把你剃光头。
If you do it a few more times, I shave you bald.
从那一次开始呢，
from that time on,
他从来不超过一分钟看镜子就走了。
She looked at the mirror less than a minute. She left.
她读书读得很好。
And she was a good student.
如果你每天看镜子，哪里有时间看？看书呢。
Because if you stare at the mirror all day long, you won't study.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
那么印度有一个人又是总统又是哲学家。
In India, this philosopher president.
这个人叫做 Radhakrishnan.
His name is Radhakrishnan.
他讲一句很重要的话。
He said something most important.
Christians are those people, very ordinary people, but they think they have the extraordinary message for the world.
基督徒是普通的人，但是他们认为他们有非常不普通的信息。
基督徒是所有平凡的人
，simple people，
那他们认为他们有不平凡的信息要带给世界。
But they think that they have an extraordinary message for the world.
世界人听我们讲到没有兴趣。
The people of the world are not interested in what we preach.
没有关系。
They don't think it's a relationship.
没有需要。
No need.
所以他们恨恶我们传的道。
So they hate the message we preach.
我做一个传道的，我最大的困难是怎样把重要道讲给人听，使人感到真正是重要的道。
The biggest challenge for me as a preacher is how do you preach an important message that people recognize it as important?
怎样把最深的道理讲得最浅，使人感觉到对他是有帮助的。
How do I explain the most profound message in the simplest manner so that you think it's helpful?
怎样把非常不平凡的真理讲出来，使他们发现这真理真是不平凡。
How to explain an extraordinary truth so that you understand that it's extraordinary.
许多人在教会里面讲到的声音大得不得了。
Many people preach loudly in church.
他一到世界上去讲话，没有一个人要听到任何一句话。
But when they go into the world, no one wants to listen to them.
有一次我在伦敦圣保罗大礼拜堂外面参观那伟大的建筑。
I was visiting the St. Paul Cathedral in London.
我看见前面有三个人拉着手风琴，还有拉着提琴，另外一个一直讲道，一直讲道。
There were three people there. One was playing accordion, another one violin, another person preaching.
非常同情他们。
Great sympathy for them.
这些是在街上传福音的人。
These are street preachers.
他们好像保罗一样的。
Like the Apostle Paul.
在当时的街上传道。
Preaching in an open street.
露天的地方传道。
Open air.
也很像我年轻的时候所做的工作。
Like when I was young.
所以我非常同情他们。
So I had great empathy.
我就站在那里注意听他讲些什么。
And I observed what he was preaching.
结果我发现他们是讲的跟人的关系完全拉不上。
I discovered that the content is most irrelevant.
他讲的方法也没有靠圣灵的能力。
The method was not by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我站远一点观察。
So I observed from afar.
我用20分钟的时间。
20 minutes.
看看有多少人跑到他身边去注意听他讲的道。
I wanted to see how many people will listen to them carefully.
结果发现20分钟没有一个人去听他讲道。
But in 20 minutes, not one.
他们看了。
They look at them.
奇怪的眼光
strangely,
就离开他。
And then they leave.
还有人看了。
And some people look at them.
丢几毛钱在路边就走了。
Threw a few dollars and then walk away.
我心里难过得不得了。
I was deeply saddened.
这就是传道人吗？
Is this a preacher?
这是向世界传信息的人吗？
Is this the way to preach a message to the world?
他们以为他们有信息传。
They think they have a message to preach.
世界上的人没有人要他听他讲道。
But no one wants to listen to them.
有一次我在吉隆坡一个路边等车。
I was waiting for a car by the road in Kuala Lumpur.
另外一个62岁的老人也在那里等车。
A 62-year-old person was waiting.
那么一人等太久了，不认识也要讲话了。
Because you wait for too long, you have to have strike out a conversation.
不得不的心理学。
So you have to speak to each other.
我就对他说：“先生，你在做什么？”
So I ask him, "Sir, what do you do?"
他问我：“你在做什么？”
What job do you have?
我说：“我在等车。”
I said, "I'm waiting for the car."
我也在等车。
I'm waiting for car too.
那么我就没有话就生话讲了哈。我说那你几岁啊
I said, how old are you?
我62岁
62.
你几岁啊
What about you?
我说我66岁
I said 66.
你就知道那十年前的事情了
So it happened 10 years ago.
那么他问我一句话
And then he asked me,
你已经这么老了
You are so old now.
你这老人家有人要听你讲话吗
Who wants to listen to you when you're so old?
我说很多人听我讲话
Many people.
哈
You read, really?
你这么老了
You are so old.
还有人要听你讲话
Who wants to listen to you?
我说是的。
I say yeah.
如果你不相信
you don't believe,
晚上跟我去至少五六百人听我讲道。
This evening you come, you see 500 people listening to me.
他就哼。吹牛。
You are boasting.
老人家乱讲话。
You're so old, you're boasting.
老人没有人要听他讲话。
No one wants to listen to an elderly guy.
我说为什么你这么讲呢
?I ask him why you say that.
我才62岁。
I'm only 62.
我家里没有一个人听我讲话。
My family members don't listen to me.
我讲超过两句全部跑掉。
I say something, they all run away.
剩下一只狗一只猫在听我讲话。
Only the dog and the cat.
没有人要听我讲话。
No one wants to listen to me.
我老了很孤单。
I'm lonely.
有话没有人要听。
No one wants to listen.
我活在世界没有意思。
No meaning living.
你告诉我你是真的吗
?Tell me whether it's true.
还有很多人听你讲话吗
?Many people want to listen to you.
讲话的几千几万人
I say the number in the thousands and ten thousands
他说你又在吹牛了
I am boasting
老人家哪里有人家听你讲话
Who wants to listen to an elderly guy
你跟我去听到好不好
I say you come and listen
今天晚上最少有五百个人在听我讲道
This evening at least 500 will be there
他说我不相信
No, I don't believe you
你大概神经有病
Maybe you're insane
所以你讲话乱来
So you're just boasting
哪里有人家听老人家讲
No one listen to the old
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
今天教会的困难在哪里
The problem of the church today
有口的找不到耳朵
is that you have a mouth but there's no ear to listen
有耳朵的找错嘴巴
and the ear listen to the wrong mouth
所以你进到灵恩派的教会
you enter into the charismatic church
请他们的音乐大声得不得了
they have loud music
大到要用几千万的电
they had to use lots of electricity
你问他说为什么
you ask why
因为圣灵动工
because the Holy Spirit is moving
哇我说圣灵动工啊
the Holy Spirit moving
那停电的时候圣灵就跑掉了
If there's a blackout, the Holy Spirit disappears.
怎么有这个事情
say, How can that be?
或者你用电力放大声嘛
I say, you use amplifier.
哪里是圣灵
It's not the Holy Spirit.
很多传道人以为声音大一点神就感动人了
Preacher believe that you preach loudly, God will move your heart.
有一次我一个同学讲到
One of my classmates
讲完了以后
after he finished preaching,
一个宣教师给他评论
A missionary critique the sermon.
你今天讲到很大声很少能力
He said, well, today you were very loud but very little power.
我的困难就在这里了
That's where our challenge is.
口找不到耳朵
The mouth cannot find the matching ear.
耳朵找不到嘴巴
The ear cannot find the right mouth.
我们讲的话没有人要听
No one want to listen to our words.
我们一大堆的话也要讲
You have lots to say.
没有人要听
But no one want to listen.
所以圣经告诉我们
The Bible says,
史蒂芬讲道的时候
When Stephen preached,
用智慧与圣灵讲道
He preached with wisdom and the Holy Spirit
众人抵挡不住
And the people could not defend themselves
今天有言语没有圣灵的
You have words but you have no Holy Spirit
有圣灵没有智慧的
You have Holy Spirit, no wisdom
他的智慧跟他的圣灵都是假的
So your wisdom and the Holy Spirit are all fake
真理是真理的圣灵是真理的灵
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth
圣灵是圣洁的灵
The Spirit is the Holy Spirit
所以当你看见一个教会有很大的声音没有圣洁生活的时候 你不要看重他。
If you look at a church that make a lot of noise but has no holiness, then don't go there.
看见那个传道人有很大的声音，没有圣经的道的时候，你不要听他。
If you see a preacher who can preach loudly but without the word of God, do not listen to him.
圣灵是智慧的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom.
圣灵是圣洁的灵。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵是真理的灵。
The Spirit of truth.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣基督选加利利的门徒的时候
，When Jesus picked the people from Galilee,
这些人都是世上的小民。
All common folks
是普通最下等的贫穷的人
The simple people in the lower strata of society
他们是在渔场里面打鱼的人
They were fishermen
他们没有什么高的学位
Without high education No academic
没有财力
And no money
没有军事
No military strength
没有政权
No political power
没有地位
No status
没有大的名望
They are not famous people
耶稣就把他们带出来了
But Jesus picked them
对他们说圣灵降在你们身上
And said to them when the Holy Spirit come upon you
就必得着能力
You will receive power
在耶路撒冷
In Jerusalem
在犹太全地
All of Judea
在撒玛利亚
Samaria
在这地居做我的什么见证
to be my
You will be my witnesses
成为我的见证
你的地位是个见证的地位
And so your status is a witness
我不明白为什么耶稣的门徒不是从耶路撒冷选的
I did not understand why Jesus did not pick disciples from Jerusalem
为什么耶稣的门徒是加利利选的
But from Galilee
加利利是一个很远的地方
Galilee is far away
离开耶路撒冷的两天三夜的路程
You away from Jerusalem for 2 days of journey
他们走路要走几天才到加利利
You got to walk for days to reach Galilee
加利利没有著名的修复
No famous schools
加利利没有大的圣殿
No large temple
加利利没有很多很重要的这个 synagogue 就叫做会堂
Galilee did not have important synagogues
加利利也没有什么大的宗教人物
Or famous religious leaders
不是祭司的地方
It's not a place for the priests
甚至他们有一句话加利利还能出先知吗
They even ask whether a prophet can come out of Galilee
所以没有宗教领袖
No religious
leader 没有政治领袖
No political leader
没有军事权威
No military strength
没有社会地位
No social status
加利利北方一个湖边的乡村
It is just a village on the north beside a lake
耶稣的门徒都从那边选出来的
All of Jesus' disciples came from there
可能除了一个人叫做加略人犹大以外
Other than Judas of Galilee
主也把他选出来
And God also called him
为什么主要选一个后来不再用的人呢
But a person that he doesn't use later
要给人知道这些人也曾经有机会但是不能决定他们在上帝面前被使用
To also tell us that a chance is also given to them but was not used
为什么耶稣要选犹大
People ask why did Jesus pick Judas
两个原因
Two reasons
第一个原因要告诉人
To tell us
有最好机会的人不一定会得救
Then even if you have the best opportunity You may not be saved
第二
Second
耶稣选犹大
Jesus picked Judas
有一天那些猪啊我没有机会我不能到你面前来那是耶稣叫犹大站出来我最有机会但是我不得救所以你是没有道理的
So that people will not complain That they were not given a chance to be saved Because Judas had a chance
在耶稣的时代
In Jesus' time
世界上承认的学者只有两个最大的这个范围
There are only two recognized scholastic areas
一就是在希腊的学者
The Greek scholars
他们是历史上最伟大的学者
They are considered the greatest in history
当时的世界西方就是希腊的学者跟犹太的学者
And Jewish scholars
从希腊 Thales Anaximander Anaximandrus 一直到 Lucretius Aristotle Socrates 这个到 Plato 这些伟大的哲学家带来了世界最高最深的学问
All the series of Greek philosophers brought us the most profound knowledge
他们是用看的方法产生知识
And their knowledge came from observation
所以希腊的文化是一个观察的文化
The Greek culture is a culture of observation
观察自然
When they observe nature
研究天象
And study the skies
分析物质
And analyze nature
数算世界各样的奇妙的事情
and calculate things of the world
他们产生了自然哲学
and they produce natural philosophy natural science
自然知识
natural knowledge
所以当时苏格拉底以前所有的哲学家所写的书最重要的只有两种
before Socrates all the Greek philosopher had two themes
书名也只有两个
two themes for their books
第一个叫做 on nature
第一个论自然
第二是 on principles
论原则
所以如果你能够明白自然
so you can understand nature
分析结论所有自然界的规则 定律，你把它造出来，你的书一定很多人买的。
And you can analyze principle, then your books will be very popular.
苏格拉底以前
，before Socrates，
人研究人以外的大自然。
We study nature outside of us.
到苏格拉底的时候
，till the time of Socrates，
整个方向箭都转回来。
He turned the whole direction around.
你什么都研究，你为什么不研究你自己呢
？He asked the question, "Why are you not studying yourself?"
Naughty say outon.
Naughty say out on.
You should know yourself.
你应该认识自己。
苏格拉底以后呢
？After Socrates,
人的知识就转到研究自己了。
Our knowledge turned into ourselves.
这个我不详细介绍给你听了。
I won't go into further detail.
那么苏在这个希腊的哲学里面
，In Greek philosophy,
各样的学问都有。
All kinds of knowledge is present.
到了阿里士多德的时候
，Till Aristotle's time,
一个人写超过1000本书。
He wrote more than 1,000 books.
每一本书都有不同的题目。
Everyone had a different theme.
换一句话说，亚里士多德是有史以来对大自然分析研究分门别类最详细、最深入、最广泛、最伟大的学者。
He is the greatest scholar in history that have analyzed every aspect of life.
从 meteorology,
from meteorology
到 geology,
to geology
到这个。Animal 叫 zoology,
zoology,
他都写书。
He wrote things about these things.
甚至有一本是叫做 The Move of the Animals.
Even had one about 动物的动态。
动物动态学。
About their movement.
当时没有人的。
No one studied these things.
为什么猫还没有早开起来的时候，这爪子很顺，摸得很舒服的。
He studied why the cat's paw has its nail.
当猫一生气，爪一打出来的时候，一抓你的脸就破了了。
And when the cat got angry, it will scratch you.
他甚至画图研究这个猫的爪怎么缩、怎么伸出来的。
He even go and study how the claws come out and get back in.
他是亚历山大大帝的老师。
He was the teacher of Alexander the Great.
亚历山大就把他所有的书都放在图书馆里面。
And so Alexander then built a library.
亚历山大东征的时候
，When he went to the east conquering,
打败波斯帝国
，Alexander defeated the Persians.
盼望征服印度
，And he wanted to go to India.
这些的书都带出去了。
And he brought all the books along.
当他回来到阿拉伯地带的时候
，When he returned to the Arabian region,
他就留在那里。
He left it there.
后来到了13世纪，成为全世界最有学问的人。不是基督徒，是阿拉伯人。
In the 13th century, the Arabians were the most knowledgeable.
当阿拉伯人在巴黎把他的学问介绍给基督徒的时候
，And when the Arabian introduced their knowledge in Paris to the Christian,
基督徒莫名其妙
，The Christian were astonished.
为什么像 Averroes 这样的人
，People like Averroes
可以把阿里士多德的书介绍到这个欧洲去呢
？Introduce Aristotle to Europe.
所以巴黎大学的人都要尊重他
，And so even the university in Paris will honor him.
因为他们从阿拉伯带回亚里士多德留在那里的很多的伟大的书籍。
They brought back the books that Alexander
直到 Thomas Aquinas 在欧洲的抽屉里面找到了原来亚里士多德的书也留在欧洲古堡里面的时候，他才发现阿拉伯所讲的不一定是对的。
That until Thomas Aquinas discovered the works of Aristotle in a castle，
因为他们所得到的亚里士多德的书是从翻译到阿拉伯文的。是原来留在欧洲的，是希腊文的是不一样的。
And it is different because the Arabian version is a translated version.
文艺复兴以后
，After the Renaissance，
欧洲的科学才开始进步起来。
The European scientific advancement started.
这些我不多讲了。
I won't go into further detail.
先告诉你，当时第一派的学者就是希腊学派。
I want to tell you that the first school of philosophers back then was the Greek.
论的就是自然
，who studied nature，
宇宙
，the whole cosmos，
上帝所创。
Everything that God has created.
第二派的学者
the second school
不是研究自然
didn't study nature
是超自然
but the supernatural
不是受造物
not the created material world
是创造者
but the creator.
所以当时西方世界第二个学派就是犹太学派
it will be the Jewish scholars.
犹太学派为什么很重要呢
why were they important?
就是神自己给他们的启示
they had the revelation of God himself.
所以希伯来人的学问
the knowledge of the Hebrews
跟希腊人的学问不同的源头
compared to that of the Greek, they have different sources.
希腊的学问是从观察大自然产生的结果。
Greek knowledge is the result of observation of nature.
希伯来的学问是从听上帝的话产生的结果。
Whereas Hebrew knowledge came from listening to the word of God.
所以希腊文化是以看作出发点的。
The Greek culture is based on observation.
希伯来文化是以听作出发点的。
The Hebrew culture is based on listening.
上帝说：“听啊， 以色列你要听啊，你的上帝是对的上帝，你要尽心尽心尽意尽力爱主你的上帝。
The Bible says, Hear, O Israel, your God is one. You are to love him with all your heart and mind and your strength.
律法书里面最重要的一句话。
The most important commandment in the Old Testament.
歇嘛。什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
听啊。
Listen.
所以希腊人用看建立他们的文化。
And so the Greek built their culture by seeing.
希伯来人用听建立他们的文化。
The Hebrew by listening.
他们听上帝的话。
They hear the word of God.
他们就得着智慧。
And receive wisdom.
他们领受上帝的启示，
receive the revelation of God,
真正的知识，
and have true knowledge.
所以犹太人重听，
the Hebrews listened,
希腊人重看，
the Greek observed.
耶稣基督到世界上来的时候，
when Jesus came to the world,
他就称赞了一个单单要听他讲道的，谁呀？
He praised a person who wants to listen to him.
谁？
Who?
玛利亚，
Mary,
你的姐妹，
your sister,
她常常听我对她讲的道，
always listen to me,
她选了上好的部分，
she has picked the better portion,
没有人能夺取的，
that no one can take away from.
这两派的思想，
so these two school of thoughts,
直到今天，
till today,
还是全世界文化最重要的两个来源，
are still the two most important sources of world culture.
今天所有的大学研究的学问都用 logy 做到了后面。
In the university, you study themes based on the word logy.
有 philology, psychology, 还有 theology, 还有这个 physiology, geology, 所有都是 logy.
And all this has the word logy ending.
原来这个都是从希腊来的。
These are Greek influenced words.
Logy 这个字是从 logos 来的。
The word logy come from the Greek word logos.
Logos 这个字呢是从圣经里面道来的。
And logos came from the Bible, the word.
但是在约翰还没有写 logos 这个字以前，
before John used this word,
500年前希腊人已经用了 logos.
The Greek used it 500 years ago.
400年前，
400 years ago,
有另外派在用 logos.
Another group used the word logos.
第一个用 logos 是 Heraclitus.
The first person was Heraclitus.
他的学派叫 Heraclitian school.
So it's a Heraclitian
school. 第二派用 logos 是 Stoicism.
The second group was the Stoicism.
第二派的主前400年就开始了，
400 years before the Lord.
他们研究道的问题。
They study about the word.
那么根据美国的神学的 Paul Tillich 的话语，
based on the theologian Paul Tillich,
他说约翰是承受了希腊文化的 logos 才写约翰福音，我完全反对这个思想。
The Gospel of John is written because it was influenced by the Greek culture, but I'm against it.
你深入研究的时候，
because when you study further,
你知道 Heraclitian logos and Stoic logos 它的含义跟约翰福音第一章的道完全不一样。
You will find the essence of understanding is very different from what John wrote.
我只能做一个结论。
My conclusion is,
Logos 是永恒的道。
Logos is the eternal word.
Logos 是与上帝同在的圣旨。
It is the Son with God.
Logos 是道成肉身还没有到世界上来以前的状态。
The word coming into the world before that.
所以呢，这是永恒的。
So he's eternal.
不是希腊找出来的。
Not the Greek culture one.
但上帝没有启示给约翰以前，
before God revealed this to John.
他许可希腊人先用同样的名词，但是因为他们没有上帝特殊的启示，没有办法真正了解 logos 是什么。
He allowed Greek to use it first, but because they have no revelation, they don't know the true meaning.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当上帝的道自己到世界上来的时候，
when the Word Himself came to the world,
真正的智慧才来到世界。
True wisdom came.
真正的智慧从新约耶稣基督带来。
It came from Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
当耶稣基督到世界上来的时候，
when Jesus Christ came to the world,
他要建立一个新的学派。
He wants to start a new school.
我常常思想为什么耶稣不从犹太人选最聪明的人做他的学生？
I kept thinking, why did Jesus not pick the smartest among the Jews to be students?
为什么耶稣不愿意被邀请到希腊去讲学，把最重要的人带到他的面前？
Why don't he get invitation to Greece and speak to the most intelligent people?
有经家解释约翰十二章，有希利尼人要来找耶稣，他们是要来请耶稣到希腊去讲学的。
Some Bible scholars think that John 12 referred to the Greeks as people who is going to invite Jesus to lecture in Greece.
耶稣睬都不睬。
Jesus didn't care.
耶稣回答说：“伊利麦子若不掉在泥土里面死了，就永远是伊利，就死了。”不能结出许多的籽粒来。
Jesus said, unless a seed falls in the ground and died, it will not be multiplied.
我们继续讲下去。
And we continue.
所以耶稣不选择这两派的学者。
Jesus didn't pick among the
two school thoughts. 耶稣选择了加利利十二个门徒。
But he picked the 12 from Galilee.
从年轻一直问，为什么 耶稣选的是从加利利出来的。
现在我想啊 ，Captain King, why would he pick from Galilee?
后来这个过了25年以后
，25 years later，
就变成我思想里面产生的一个讲座。这个讲座我只有在香港讲过一次，世界各地我都没有讲。
I had a theological seminar that was only conducted in Hong Kong.
因为在40年前我神学院毕业的时候
，Because 40 years ago when I graduated from the seminary，
我买了一本书叫做。Jerusalem and Athens.
I bought a book called Jerusalem and Athens.
经过这40多年
40 over years later,
我发现这本书常常会出现。
I thought that this book keep appearing.
好多人都写这个题目。
Many people write this topic.
耶路撒冷
Jerusalem,
雅典
Athens,
雅典
Athens,
耶路撒冷
Jerusalem.
我对两个都没有兴趣。
I'm not interested in either of these places.
我早就是想这两个以外一定还有另外一派。
I have been thinking about another school.
这一派是什么呢？
What school is this?
加利利派
the school of the Galileans,
不是雅典学派
not the Athenians,
不是这个希伯来学派
or the Hebrews,
乃是这个加利利学派
but from Galilee,
什么叫做加利利学派呢
what is Galilean school?
耶稣所带来要改变全世界的最高的智慧
it is the highest knowledge that Jesus has brought to change the world.
当我讲这个讲题的时候
when I had this theme,
香港人也没有什么注意
the Hong Kong people did not pay notice.
他们也没有感到特别重要
they don't think it's too important.
特别像我这个没有什么学术背景的人 人不大看重我
especially people like me without formal qualifications.
我盼望世界的人会注意这件事情
but I pray that the world will take note of this.
不是希腊
it's not Greece.
不是耶路撒冷
or Jerusalem.
是加利利
But Galilee,
因为事实证明
the fact is,
耶稣拣选了彼得雅各约翰后来加上保罗这些人
Jesus picked Peter, John, James and Paul
他们对全世界的影响已经超过了苏格拉底柏拉图阿里斯多德
These people have so much more influence over the world than Socrates, Plato, Aristotle
已经超过了犹太所有的学者包括 Hillel 包括 Moses Maimonides 这些人
surpasses all the important Jewish scholars in history.
为什么这些人的影响不能超过彼得雅各约翰呢
Why would these people's influence not surpass that of the apostles?
彼得雅各约翰不是雅典的也不是耶路撒冷的
Peter, John and James are not from Jerusalem nor from Athens.
加利利派的
But they are from Galilee.
为什么加利利派这么重要呢
Why would Galilee be so important?
我只能从耶稣的一句话得到答案
I got the answer from a sentence from Jesus Christ.
耶稣说新酒不能放在旧皮袋里
Jesus said a new wine cannot be put into an old wine skin.
新布不能补在旧衣服的上面
A new parchment cannot be upon an old clothing.
盼望耶稣好好改变这犹太的民族吗
Would Jesus transform the Jewish people?
完全没有兴趣。
He was not interested.
把他丢掉。
He abandoned them.
耶稣完全佩服这些希腊的学者吗
Did Jesus admire the Greek scholars?
接着保罗说这是世上的小学没有什么可以炫耀。
Through the Apostle Paul, he said, these are small knowledge of the world.
耶稣说带来的是完全新酒。
Jesus brought new wine.
新布。
New cloth.
是不能补在旧衣服上面的。
Not to be put on old clothing.
不能放在旧皮带里面
or into old wineskin
世界的改变从加利利开始
the transformation of the world starts from Galilee
耶稣对他门徒的训练开始
from the training of Jesus to the disciples
感谢上当耶稣拣选加利利这些学生的时候
when Jesus picked his students from Galilee
希腊的学者已经有很大的成就了
the Greek scholars had great accomplishment already
犹太的学者有很多很多的成就了
Jewish scholars were well known
我们的主完全把他撇在一边
but our Lord abandoned both schools
借着他道成肉身的智慧把天上带来的信息给了他的加利利的门徒
As the word became flesh He brought the heavenly wisdom to the Galileans
我们感谢上帝
We give thanks to God
那是震动世界的
And it shaked the world
改变世界的
Transformed the world
把整个人类带到新的盼望中间的
And brought new hope to humanity
就是耶稣基督的门徒
They are the disciples of Jesus Christ
保罗明白这件事情
The apostle Paul understood this
所以保罗在哥林多前书第一章告诉我们
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 he said
希利尼人是求智慧
The Greeks sought wisdom
犹太外人是求神迹
and the Jews miracles
我们却是传什么
and we in turn preach
我们传什么钉十字架的耶稣
Jesus crucified
我立了心志什么都不知道
I am determined
基督并他钉十字架
not to know anything except Christ crucified
各个他的十字架
the cross on the Golgotha
对希利尼人是愚拙
Is foolishness to the Greek.
对犹太人是软弱
Is weakness to the Jews.
里面隐藏着最高的智慧 最大的能力。
But it contained the highest wisdom, the greatest power.
我曾经用一段的时间深深思想这些话语。
I once spent a lot of time thinking about this.
我惊奇地发现。
I am astonished.
耶稣这句话是对全世界文化的挑战。
It is a challenge to all the cultures of the world.
这个挑战是今天很多神学家自己都没有看见的。
Something that many theologians cannot recognize.
我们基督教最大的毛病，牧师们自卑感。没有得到博士不能做牧师做的威风，所以一定要拿一个博士才能上台讲。
One of our biggest problems is that our pastors want to get a PhD so that they can feel good about themselves.
请所有拿博士的人听我这句话。
All of you who have PhD, listen to me.
给你博士的一定是博士。
The one who give you the PhD must be a PhD himself.
给你老师博士的一定博士的博士。
The one who give your teacher the PhD must be a PhD himself.
第一个给人博士的本身一定不是博士。
But the first who give a PhD cannot be a PhD.
因为他给你第一个，他当不是了吗？
If he give you the first one, he cannot be the first one.
追根溯源没有到最原本的地方。
So you have not thought about the source.
真正的智慧不是修为。
The true wisdom is not academic qualification.
真正的修为不一定是学问。
It may not be knowledge.
所以我从二十几岁开始就注意到基督教的神学的时候。
In my 20s, I began to take note of theology.
我决定不注重修为。
I decided not to place emphasis on qualification. When I started a seminary,
我决定起初不发学位。
In the beginning, we had no degrees.
我要让那些来读的人存一个为了学问而来，不是为学位而来。
I want people to come for the knowledge, not for the qualifications.
那么你说唐牧师，后来为什么你的学校也发学位呢？
Well, but later on, you give degrees anyway.
我们有清楚原则以后才把学位发出去。
We started to give academic qualification after we are clear about the principles.
这个原则我对我的学生讲了几百次。
I said the principle to my students hundreds of times.
有学问没有学位可惜一点点。
If you have knowledge without qualification, a little bit regretful.
有学位没有学问害羞一大堆。
But if you have qualification without knowledge, you ought to be very ashamed.
你们跟我讲啊，一二三，有学问。哎，你一讲就讲错了。一二三，有学问，没有学位，可惜一点点。但是有学位，没有学问，害羞一大堆。何况你的学位如果是假的
，especially if your qualification is fake，
羞上加羞了。
All the more you should be ashamed。
1968年的时候
，in 1968，
韩国政府找到了这个850个假博士。
The Korean government discovered 850 fake PhDs.
全国的假博士给他找出来了。
In the whole country.
其中650个是牧师。
650 were pastors.
基督教的牧师是最多心理有病的人。
Therefore, Christian pastors are the most with psychological problems.
所以如果你要写一本书叫《基督教牧师心理病》。
You can write a book on the problem of Christian pastors.
可以写几百面出来。
You can write hundreds of pages on it.
我们有很多的自卑感。
We always feel inferior.
我们一定要有一个学位，我们才能站讲台。
We think that we have to have a degree to stand on the pulpit.
在加拿大有一个学校。
In Canada, there is a school.
Primary Bible College.
It's called Primary Bible College.
他们从前派宣教士到全世界去传道。
In the past, they sent lots of missionaries all over the world.
发展越来越大，越来越大。
And they get expanding.
他们用很少的钱建了一个3500人的神学院的大礼堂。
They built a hall that could seat 3,500 people.
用很便宜的木头建起来的。
And was built with cheap material.
我自己到那里讲道。
I preached there before.
我住在他们教授的家里。
And live in the house of the professor.
有一天有一个教授对我说。
And the professor said to me one day.
我现在不一样了。
I'm different now.
他们说你看我有几个学位了。
Hey, Dr. Tong, see, I got these qualifications.
我一面听一面难过。
As I listened to him, it was very sad.
他们后来就是很多的学生为修为而去，不是为学问而去。
Because many students, because of that, go for the qualification, not for the knowledge.
耶稣基督离开世界的时候
，When Jesus Christ left the world,
升到天堂的时候
，Ascended,
他的教会还没有设立执事
，His church has no deacon.
他的教会还没有设立长老
，His church has no elders.
还没有设立行政部
，No administration.
所以我的教会在28年里面。变成全印尼最大的礼拜堂。
In my church, in 28 years, it becomes the largest church in Indonesia.
不但如此
，Not only that,
我们派了很多人去传福音。
We send so many evangelists all over the place.
我们做的工作 全印尼的人都承认的。
People recognize it all of Indonesia.
但是我对我的教会说
，But I say to my church,
我们不要注重行政
，Let's not place emphasis on administration.
注重组织
or organization.
不要注重修为
or qualifications.
意向在先
，For the vision has to come first.
行动在后
，Then the action will follow.
上帝的呼召在先
，The call of God must come first.
顺从在后
，And obedience follows.
上帝把意向把呼召给我们了以后
，When God gave us His vision and call,
再把应许赐下来
，Then He gave us His promises.
然后再把使命再赐下来
，And then give us the mission.
我们用遵行上帝的使命来领受意向使命给我们的挑战。
We want to be obedient to His mission and receive the challenge of the vision.
然后呢
？And then,
我们的行政是服务这个意向。
The administration is to serve the vision.
我们的组织是跟随这个使命。
Our organization follows the mission.
我们的知识是为了装备我们领受的智慧。
Our knowledge is to equip the wisdom we receive.
我们的修为是要承认我们是有学问的。
The qualification is a recognition.
这些原理。弄清楚了以后
When we are clear about all these things,
我们教会就照着这原理去发展
We will then move based on the principles.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
我们的学生都成为很有学问的人
Our students are most learned.
当必要的时候他们可以被承认有学问有人给他学位我们可以领受他
If there is a need, their qualification can be formally recognized.
现在我在预备十个神学博士
Now I'm preparing 10 of them to have theological PhDs.
不是为了博士而去读博士
Not for the sake of getting a PhD.
他们真正明白归正神学最深奥的道理
These are people who understand profound theological knowledge.
我鼓励他们去拿一个学位回来
I encourage them to get a formal degree.
年轻的时候开始归正福音运动的时候
When I was young and started the Reform Evangelical Movement.
那些新派的神学家那些大教会的牧师他们都轻看我
Many liberal theologians and pastors of big churches looked down on me
我忍羞忍辱
But I bore with all the humiliation
尽心尽力把工作做好
And just want to do my best
我做好的时候呢
When it is done
他们亲眼看见我们的成绩
They witness our results
亲眼看见我们的果效
And the fruits of our labor
我也亲眼看见他们一个一个衰微下
And also I witness their decline
一个一个教会衰弱冷淡甚至关门下去。
One by one, their church became cold. Some even closed down.
现在印尼没有人敢轻看我们。
Now in Indonesia, no one look down on us anymore.
我已经很老了。
I'm very old now.
差不多要见主面的时候。
About to see the Lord.
我对我的学生说。
I say to my students,
不要让人轻看你。
Do not let people look down on you.
不要叫人小看你年轻。
Do not let people look down on your youth.
除了这五件保罗提的以外。你们如果有学位是更好的。
If you have a qualification, it will be better.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是神在我身上给我们奋斗的一个记录。
This is the record of my striving before God.
那么昨天我对大家说，自从神吩咐人侍奉的时候，就把征战的意思放在他工人的心里面。
Yesterday I told you that when God called you to serve, He gives you the attitude of the battle.
信仰的历史是征战的历史。
The history of our faith is one of battles.
教会的历史是征战的历史。
The history of the church is one filled with battles.
宣教的历史是征战的历史。
The history of the missionary is one of battles.
见证的历史是征战的历史。
The history of the witnesses are one of battles.
主耶稣说，圣灵降在你们的身上，你们就必这尊能力成为我的见证。
Jesus Christ said, "When the Holy Spirit come upon you, you will receive power to be my witnesses."
怎样了解这个见证呢
？How do you understand these witnesses?
在神与撒旦的中间，在中间站在神一边，见证神来抵挡魔鬼。
It is when you stand between God and Satan, standing on the side of God, witnessing for God against Satan.
这全本圣经给我们看见的真正的现象是如此。
This is the truth seen in the entire Bible.
所以我说，初期教会。昨天提到的最先的征战就是在逼迫中间的征战。
So yesterday I said that the early church first challenges was in persecution.
Nero 的逼迫。
The persecution
of Nero. Caligula 的逼迫。
Caracura's persecution.
Trajanus 的逼迫。
Trajanus persecution.
Vespasian 的逼迫。
Vespasian's persecution.
Diocletian 的逼迫。
Diocletian's
persecution. Septimus 的逼迫。
Septimus.
Marcus Aurelius 的逼迫。
And from Marcus Aurelius.
这是许多皇帝带领大逼迫杀的基督徒有几十万之多。
All these many Roman emperors killed hundreds and thousands of Christians.
感谢上帝。
But we give thanks to God.
有圣灵能力的教会。
The church that has the power of the Holy Spirit.
逼迫之下不但不会灭亡。
Will not be destroyed under persecution.
越来越兴旺下去。
But will continue.
所以中国教会不要怕共产党的逼迫。
And so do not be afraid of the persecution from the communists in China.
他们灭亡，你们得救，要鲜明这是神已经安排的事情。
For they will perish and you will be saved to show the plan of God.
上帝许可我们的仇敌用凶恶的炼工来逼迫我们，来显出他们的败坏。
And God allow our enemies to persecute us with a fierce face to show their decadence and their evilness.
没有人会想到,
no one would imagine.
到了主后325年的时候,
325 years after our Lord,
君士但丁大帝宣布我们应当以基督教成为我们的国教。
Constantine made Christianity their national faith.
我这样讲你很难明白。
It's hard to understand.
但我换一句话讲你就明白了。
But another illustration.
如果明年习近平说我信耶稣啊，你就明白我在讲什么了。
If next year Xi Jinping said I become a Christian, you understand.
君士但丁大帝宣布。
When Emperor Constantine
declared. 停止逼迫基督徒。
We will not persecute the Christian anymore.
我们接受基督教。
We accept Christianity.
成为罗马帝国的国教的时候。
To become the Roman religion.
你就明白。什么叫做圣灵在你们身上，你们就必得着能力为我做见证。
You understand what is meant by the Holy Spirit coming upon you to have power to be His witnesses?
可能不可能
？Is it possible?
有一天中国成为基督教的国家
？That China become a Christian nation?
可能不可能
？Possible?
可能
？Possible?
可能可能不可能
？Maybe not
possible. 很多的共产党的领袖有一天都悔改，相信耶稣基督。
Communist leaders become Christians?
可能不可能
？Is it possible?
可能
？Possible?
我告诉你
，I tell you，
我15岁到17岁。就是共产党无神论的。
When I was 15 to 17, I was a communist and an atheist.
我接受进化论。
I accept the theory of evolution.
我接受无神论。
The atheism.
我接受的唯物辩证。
I accept the material dialectic.
是马克思的思想。
Karl Marx.
是赫格尔的理论。
The idea of Hegel.
我已经心里面成为基督教的仇敌了。
In my heart, I was an enemy of Christianity. Thanks be to God.
一个真正无神论的人归向基督的时候。
If a true atheist come to know Jesus Christ,
可能比基督徒比牧师更爱主。
He can love the Lord more than the pastor.
当灵恩派的人变成归正的时候
，When a charismatic Christian become reformed,
比很多长老牧师的孩子更懂神学。
They can know theology better than pastor's children.
前天讲到的那一位副牧师
，The day before the associate pastor,
本来就是灵恩派的
，He was a charismatic.
这个青年人比我更厉害。
This young person is more intelligent than me.
我17岁开始讲道
，I preach at 17.
他15岁开始讲。
He started at 15.
所以当他31岁的时候
When he's 31,
我说你讲到多少次
I asked him how many times have you preached.
他说没有多少大概6000次
He said not many times 6000 times.
31岁已经讲到6000次
31 years old preached 6000 sermons.
我有一天把他叫来
I summoned him one day.
我说明年我要办基督教小学中学
I said next year I want to have a Christian primary school secondary school.
这个月
This month.
刚好这个月
This month,
我现在委托你
I'm asking you
训练老师
to train our teachers,
明年我要用那些老师办学校
so that next year we, the teachers, we can start school.
这个青年很温顺不计较不辩论他总是不跟你多讲话
This was a very gentle young man who will not debate with you
他说唐牧师好
He said Dr. Tong fine
那个时候他大概是25岁
He was 25, 26
过了365天以后
365 years later
我都忘记几天了
I've forgotten the time
他跑回来
He came to me again
唐牧师去年你讲的话我已经行了
He said Dr. Tong I've done what you asked me to last year
现在预备好可以教书的35个老师
I prepared 35 teachers to take on the task
你真的吗
I said is this true
他们都放下工作已经预备在你的学校教书了
He said that they quit their job prepared to teach in your school
我马上办一个学校
So immediately we started the school
马上招生
And recruited students
人家的唐牧师又有一个新玩意而来了
People say oh Dr. Tong spring with a new toy
开了教会也开学校了
After the church he started school
很多人不相信
People don't believe this
有18个家长把他们18个孩子带来上课
The first batch was 18 kids from 18 parents
老师35个
35 teachers
学生18个
18 students
我不怕
I was not afraid.
因为耶稣才是二个
Because Jesus only had 12.
我有18个
I had 18.
一年以后
A year later.
变成45个
45.
两年以后
2 years later.
变成80多个
80 over.
三年以后
3 years later.
120多个
120.
四年以后
4 years later.
200多个
200 over.
五年以后
5 years later.
300个多个
300 over.
六年以后
6 years later.
七年以后
7 years later.
500-600个学生
Now 500, 600
第六年的时候
On the 6th year.
这个校长就是那个副牧师他带来了
The principal and that's their associate pastor.
他说唐牧师
He said, Dr. Tong,
我报告一件好消息
I want to report to you,
我们的学校
Good news
已经成了整个加卡达 最好的十名学校里面的一名。
Our school is now top 10 in Jakarta.
Top 10的学校。哇，我听了眼泪差不多流下来。
I almost weep.
我说你怎么做的
？I say how do you achieve this?
我照着你过去讲的道理，一个一个把它行出来。
He say based on all you have taught us, we did it one by one.
我开过几次教义讲座。
I had education seminar.
重要的基督教教义原则告诉他们。
To tell the people the important Christian principles.
教义的四大因素。
The four main things.
第一个因素就是要有好的老师。
The first thing you need is good teachers.
第二个因素要有好的教材。
The second, a good material.
第三个因素要有好的学生。
Third, good students.
最不重要的因素要有好的或者不好的校舍都不要紧。
The last one is your hostel or your equipment.
他就先预备教员。
So he prepared the teachers first.
寻找教材
and find the teaching material,
选择好的学生
and pick good students,
教导他们
and teach them,
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
这个学校现在已经常常得到世界级的奥林匹亚的做领袖的那些被训练被挑选出来的那最好的学生
This school always produce students who win the Olympiad awards.
不就有我们办了初中
Then we had a secondary school, high school.
现在我们正预备办基督教大学
Now we are preparing to start a Christian university.
上帝给我们预备了一块地皮有30公亩那么大
God prepared a land for us that has 30 hectares.
30 hectares.那样大地皮在哪里呢
large, where?
我们买在很远的地方
It's quite remote.
要坐车要两个钟头半
You've got to drive 2.5 hours to reach there from Jakarta
我告诉他不要紧
But I say it's fine
在附近买价钱50倍
Because it will cost 50 times nearby
在那边买只有 2% 的价钱
It's 2% at that place
那么远怎么办呢
But so far away
因为印尼在进步吗
Indonesia is progressing
现在两个钟头半
Now it's 2.5 hours.
十年以后一个钟头半。
Ten years later, 1.5 hours.
20 years 以后半个钟头就到了。
20 years later, maybe half an hour.
车越来越快，越来越快。
Cars will move faster.
所以上帝给我们智慧，一步一步把上帝的工作做出来。
So God has given us wisdom to do all His work step by step, man.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我从零开始。
I start from zero.
1989年。
In 1986.
第一间。华人的归正福音教会
The first Chinese Reform Evangelical Church was set up
到了25年以后
25 years later
我们有了65间分堂
We have 65 branch churches worldwide
现在我们有70多间的分堂
70 over
我在20多年前
20 odd years ago
开始第一个平信徒神学院
We had a seminary for the lay Christian
在5年里面
Within 5 years
我发展到变成四个城市都有
We had it in 4 cities
然后我交给一个传道人
I asked a pastor to take
我的传道人都顺服我们的原则
They obey our principles
恳切做
And work fervently
征战做
Work as in fighting
勇敢做
Work boldly
靠信心做
Work with faith
有钱没有钱
Whether there's money or not
知道是上帝的旨意就先做
If it's the will of God, you do it first
我不好意思告诉你
I'm embarrassed to tell you
现在印尼有多少平信徒神学院在我们教会下面你知道吗
You know how many lay people we have trained
你想想看
You can imagine
本来在一个城市办
In a city first
有在另外城市再办
Then another city
而再办
Then another third city
经过了20多年以后
After more than 20 years
我们在多少城市办平信徒归正福音神学院
These lay reform teaching colleges
138个城市
Is in 138 cities.
你可以想象吗
Can you imagine that?
你不要单单鼓掌，你祷告你也去做。
Don't just clap. You pray that you will do this too.
如果你在北京开一个平信徒神学院
，If you start one in Beijing,
二十年以后
，20 years later,
新疆也有
，in 新疆，
广州也有，
广州，
兰州也有，
兰州，
福州也有，
福州，
什么州都有
，every 州。
那你明白我的意思了
？Then you understand what I mean.
138个。城市
138 cities
都有平信徒神学院
have laid your college
那么你的唐牧师你花多少钱呢
How much money you spend
一块钱都不花
Not even a single dollar
你说怎么可能呢
How is that possible
我的传道人飞到那边去的时候
When our preacher fly there
从自己的这个薪水出钱买机票过去
They buy the ticket from their own pay
到了找一些领袖
They will find local leaders
你们研究归正神学吗
And ask them whether you want to study reform theology They say yes
那么你召集如果有20个人我来教你们
Then if you gather the people 20 I will fly in
说服了20个人来
So they persuade 20 to learn
这个人就用自己出钱去教他们
Our preacher will then go on his own account
先用教会一个课设
using a church.
第二次去的时候变成40个人,
then the number will increase.
50个人,
40, 50.
还是自己出钱去,
and he still pay his own way.
他就对他们说,
then say to them,
你们得到帮助吗?
Have you received help?
得到帮助?
You have.
你们学了基督论喜欢吗?
Do you like Christology? Yes.
你们学了这个三义论明白吗?
About the true God.
我们才知道基督的信仰这么好。
Then they say, oh, we know the faith is so good now.
你们愿意不愿意有钱这个工作呢?
Are you willing to participate in this ministry? And support it. I'm willing.
第三次我去的时候,
so the third time I arrived,
我不拿薪水,
I don't get paid.
你们负责我的机票好吗?
But you pay for my transportation.
他说好, 我们负责你的机票。
The people will agree.
所以5、6、10个人,
50、60 people, everybody little bit of money.
给他机票让他来教书,
to pay for his transportation.
三、四次以后,
after many times,
他们说我们受的恩典这么多,
the people realize they receive great grace.
我们不能白白领受,
and cannot get it for free only.
送一点礼物给老师,
and so give some honorarium.
送一点酬谢金给老师,
and some gifts.
结果138个城市, 都办平信徒神学院, 我们母会不必出钱。
And so 138 cities, our mother church don't give a single cent.
我们相信上帝是食物变油的上帝。
We believe that God will make all things from nothing.
大家说上帝是食物变油的上帝。 所以我说你们去念神学,
I say you go study theology.
可能到我那里去比较好。
Maybe it's better to come to my side.
不是因为我们很有钱,
not that we are rich.
不是因为什么都有,
or we have everything.
你可以效法我们怎么奋斗, 怎么征战。
You can learn the fighting spirit from us.
这是很多神学院没有的。
This is absent from many seminaries.
我们的学生到美国神学院去读书, 拿了博士回来, 我问他你读书这几年讲过几次道, 连一次机会都没有。
Many of our students from overseas don't even get to preach even once when overseas.
你到我那里读的时候,
when you come to study with us,
我不担保你老师太多,
I won't tell you that we have many teachers.
我也不担保你很多的设备很周到,
or that we have great facilities.
我会带你, 使你懂得怎样去传道, 怎么去奋斗, 怎么去征战。
But I will teach you how to preach the gospel and how to fight.
今天大卫所有的讲言,
and all the speakers we have today,
我谦卑忠心邀请你, 每一年抽出一个礼拜到印尼去教他们, 好不好?
In humility, I invite you to teach 1 week every year.
黄牧师, 洪牧师, 刘牧师, 还有,
陈彪牧师,
陈彪牧师, 张伯利牧师, 还有,
苏立宗,
苏立宗牧师, 王牧师, 杨牧师, 你们都来, 一个人最少一年抽一个礼拜出来,
just give us 1 week every year.
那你说, 你那边要自己出路费, 我才不去,
不会的, and so you're going to pay for your own way.
你们老师来, 我给你出路费,
when you come we pay your way,
还给你酬谢费,
and also honorary,
还给你住宿,
and accommodation,
给你免费吃饭,
and free food.
太冷的时候, 给你免费盖被,
we give you blankets.
感谢主,
thanks be to God.
那我已经预备了另外10多个学生,
I have prepared more than 10 students.
他们不是博士,
not PhDs,
他们是神学士,
they are from
已经毕业了,
Masters of
Bachelor's,
they also will help us.
至少中文神学院,
so at least the Chinese seminary,
都有外面飞过来教书的,
have lecturers from abroad,
有几十个人,
more than 10,
你每一个礼拜一定有课程给你上,
so every week there will be a course.
图书馆已经预备好了,
the library is prepared,
校舍已经预备好了,
the hostel is prepared.
那你说差什么?
What else is
needed?
The only thing is the examination.
如果你程度不够,
I won't take you in if you are not qualified.
还有可能的话,
if it's possible,
好好修英文,
study English well.
以后参考书,
many of the reference books are in English. Then you can learn more wisdom.
印尼工厂太大了,
there are too much a field in Indonesia.
印尼最西到最东,
from the west to the north,
你听下面一句话,
take note of this.
5000多公里,
it is 5,000 over kilometers.
比从新疆到黑龙江还更远,
farther from Xinjiang to Heilongjiang.
比从 Los Angeles 到 New York 还更远,
further than from Los Angeles to New York.
每一年,
but every year,
我派大概 200-300个会友,
I sent about 300 of my people,
我自己教会,
in from my own church,
其他的教会加起来,
and plus other branches,
一共 1300个基督徒,
1300 Christians,
各山各村去传福音,
are sent to remote villages and cities in Indonesia to preach the gospel.
我自己也一个城一个城去传福音,
I myself will go from city to city.
我们从3年以前,
3 years ago,
决定每一个城市我年老再走最后一次, 开大布道会。
I will visit every city one last time for a gospel rally.
Michael 见证。
Brother Michael gave testimony.
我自己呢就决定每一个城市最多两天。
And for me, every city at most 2 days.
所以梅丹曾经三天。
梅丹 had 3 days.
那么最少一天。
At least 1 day.
结果他们说唐牧师七十多岁还要来。
They say Dr. Tong 70 years old.
我们一定要去听他讲道。
So we better go listen to him.
你不敢相信。
It is not imaginable.
每一个城市都超过平均3000到5000人来。
We have more than 3,500 people.
最多的一次13,000人。
At its most 13,000.
第二个城市11,000人。
The second 11,000.
就是明天的讲员的城市。
The city where the tomorrow speaker came from.
当我去那边的时候
，When I went there，
安端牧师先飞过去，请站起来，安端不提理。他跟他的哥哥两个人
，Richard Anton and his brother，
先飞过去
，flew there first。
他飞过去什么？请人来听到
，to invite people to listen。
郑牧师来讲道 ，pastor come to preach，
when the pastor
and assistant pastor go to invite。
然后副牧师跑去，
副牧师去邀请。你知道他两兄弟邀请多少人
？Two brothers invited。
两兄弟邀请900个人来听
，900 people。
几天的时间
，for a few days，
你看从早到晚忙得不得了
，from morning to night，
基督徒的精神
，the spirit of a Christian，
在印尼已经显明出来了
，is seen clearly in Indonesia。
这里两个教会对我说
，both the churches here tell me，
我们敢办这个大研讨会
，we dare to conduct this big conference。
我们几次到印尼，我们已经学会了印尼怎么谦卑，怎么火热，怎么殷勤，怎么任劳任怨，不讲一句话。就是为主工作的精神。
We have learned the spirit from the Indonesian in humility and diligence.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以当我到的那一天呢
？So the day when I arrived，
我的车到会场广场的时候
，to the open field，
我吓了一跳。
I was astonished.
11,000人参加聚会。
11,000 people waiting.
我呼召他们悔改接受主的时候。
When I did an altar call for repentance，
上台的人将近3,000人。
3,000 people responded.
很像《使徒行传》。彼得讲到3,000人悔改的情形一样。
Like what Acts says, Peter preached and 3,000
repented. 你看了，你不会受感动吗
？Are they not moved?
你不会感到神在那里做工吗
？Do you not know that God is working?
这些事情在世界什么地方可以看到呢
？Where else will you witness such things in the world?
You will never see anything like this in anywhere in the world now.
任何角落现在你就看不到。
I guarantee you.
但是我保证你。
You still can see that in Indonesia.
在印尼你还是看得到。
你们到印尼念书的时候
，So when you come to study,
你亲眼看见。圣灵今天还在做工。
You will witness how the Holy Spirit continues to work today.
福音的能力还是那么大。
The power of the gospel is still so big.
人的需要还是那么彰显出来。
And the need of the people so manifest.
上帝赐福给我们。
May God bless us all.
那今天我也不叫讲太多了。
I want to not to speak too
much. 每天预备一大堆都讲不完。
Every day I cannot finish my sermon.
虽然如此，我安慰自己。我没有浪费你一分钟的时间。
But I know that I have not wasted a single minute of your time.
我再讲一点以后。我要给你们看看印尼的一些的画片。
After this, I'm going to show you some of the scene.
先看我这几年所建的建筑群。
The buildings that I have built first.
再看看我们各城市布道几千人聚会的状况。
And the way we conduct our mass gospel rally in the cities.
你们可以知道印尼上帝怎样做工。
So that you can see how God works in Indonesia.
好，我们看完了。
That's all.
好，我们今天的聚会就到这里。
We will stop today here.
我们大家站起来。
Let us all stand up.
我们大家开声祷告。
And pray verbally.
明天整天。
For the whole day of session tomorrow.
后天半天。
The half a day.
最后的聚会祷告。
For the last.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us all.
尽量吸收真理。
To accept the truth.
好像我们回去的时候。
That when we shall return.
我们生命已经更丰盛了。
Our life will be abundantly nurtured.
我们可以在教会做见证。
To be witness in the church.
在社会做见证。
In the society.
可以把许多没有信的人带到主的面前。
And bring many unbelievers before the Lord.
愿主复兴教会。
May the Lord revive the church.
从我们复兴。
Starting from us.
我们大家恳切为明后天最后的聚会来祷告。
Let us pray for the
每一个人开始祷告。
Every one of us.
主啊，感谢赞美因为你的恩，你的爱，你信我们，帮助我们，
叫
我们在你面前
蒙
恩。我们愿赐福明天、后天的聚会，以真理的圣灵自由运行在我们中间，与我们同在，给我们把主你自己的话好好的领受在我们心中，所以你自己在我们身上印证。你的应许是真的，主，你的引导是奇妙，我们把一切荣耀归给你。我们再次
把
我们每一个人交托给你，
就是
带领我们前面的道路，你与我们同在，你赐我们每一个将领，给他们有智慧、有能力、有爱心、有权柄、有信心，把你真理传讲清楚。感谢赞美就是圣事，感谢赞美，奉耶稣基督得胜的尊名祈求的，
阿门，
阿门。我们感谢主，张伯利牧师去避难回来了，请他上台带领我们做一个祷告。
We invite Reverend Zhang Boli to lead us in closing prayer.
亲爱的恩主，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，我们主啊站立在你的面前来祷告。当我们看到这样印尼美好的见证，看到那些大型的布道会，那么多的灵魂来得救，我们也看到未来的中国，主啊，这个最大的民族未识之民，主啊，你要使用我们在座的每一位讲员、每一位牧者同工、每一位来到参加会的弟兄姊妹，主啊，我们从马来西亚来出发，回到中国去，把你的福音传到中国的每一个渴慕真理的人，主啊，我们谢谢你，主啊，请你来纪念这几天，主啊，每一位讲员的辛劳，每一位参加会的弟兄姊妹的辛劳，主耶稣，让我们明天可以重新的得力，主啊，来聆听主你的话语，也请你来纪念你的仆人唐从容牧师，他一生的侍奉，主啊，我们看到他一生，主啊，真的是给后来的人做了美好的榜样，主啊，我们谢谢你来拣选他，使用他，也让我们来效法他的脚踪，去像他效法耶稣基督一样，主啊，我们谢谢你与我们同在，保守我们弟兄姊妹分散的脚步，愿你在我们生命中得永远的荣耀。感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿门。